piece of sky for amber waves of gray.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But of course we ask you to hold your calls for a few minutes. We have with us David Bay and David from cuttingedge.org because they're organized. He's going to be with us for this hour, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about the fact that they had approached the Christians all across the country, ask him to pray on the 3rd of March for, of course, world peace. And, of course, this was basically an occult day. And so they were going to try to get the Christians to join the occultists and the Luciferians across the world praying on the same day. Did that have any effect at all, David?
Well, yes. I mean, did the article have effect? I wrote warning them about it. Yes, I believe so. We got tremendous people coming onto our site and downloading that information and then forwarding the information on to friends and neighbors and colleagues that were in these churches that were planning on supporting this.
Now, were there actually churches that were going to pray on that day without ever understanding they were being manipulated by the enemies of God and man?
Well, see, they were being asked to pray on a framework of three sets of 333, and this coincided almost exactly with the Luciferians praying on that day on three sets of 333.
And now that is the third of the third year of the new millennium, the third month and the third day. So 030303, right? And
well, that's 13.
Right.
That's 1333. The other 333 was that the Luciferians were asking their people to pray at 3:33 a.m. and 3:33 p.m. and pray for 3 minutes. And what the Christian groups were saying was, let's pray on March 3rd. That's 1333. Let's pray at 3:33 local time, and let's use as our Bible text Jeremiah 33:3. And let's pray for 3 minutes.
And, of course, the average Christian, and even the average Christian minister, doesn't understand that numerology, that, of course, is so much a part of astrology and of the occult. And so, of course, they sort of laugh at how stupid the Christians are. I mean, they hide their emblems all over in plain sight. And, of course, they can get the Christians so often in the name of old concern and compassion and Christianity and brotherhood to join them praying for the destruction of society, not for its maintenance.
Well, you're right. And to the occultist, 333 is one of the most powerful numbers possible because it literally to them represents the death, resurrection, and ascension, not of Jesus Christ, but of the perfected God-man. And of course, this war that is apparently ahead of us looks for all the world like it's the war to produce the New Age Christ.
And, of course, that's what they think it is. And if you read their writings, they will tell you that Sanat Kumara, which is an anagram for Satan, is so happy about that. We'll be giving the quotations in our latest newsletter. But we're going to have to just take a moment here as the other stations join us. We'll be back here in just a moment with David Bay from CuttingEdge.org. And Dave works with the background, the occult foundation of so much of what's going on today. An occult foundation which, tragically, most Americans don't even know exists. We'll be right back here with David Bay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, David is on the front line of what's going on today. David's organization is cuttingedge.org. And, of course, if you haven't gone to his website, you really want to go there because you're going to get an entirely different slant of what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, educational battlefield. And the fact that the church doesn't recognize any of this. The tragedy is they're not talking about the demonic forces, the satanic forces working within our political structure today. And this is really what's so infuriating for me, to me, David, is that the average Christian has no idea that we're setting ourselves up for the Third World War. And this whole move into Iraq planned years ago by people who have a different world vision, and that is American world domination. Anybody who doubts that really needs to get a copy of Nightline 2 nights ago. That was on the 5th of March, a most amazing, amazing presentation by Ted Koppel. I almost really admired him. He did a magnificent job of bringing out the truth, and that is that the plan is for an American empire.
Well, this whole, America was originally established by the occultists as a new Atlantis,
well,
with a Christian facade. And since 1776, as the back of your dollar bill, with the unfinished pyramid will show you, since 1776, the United States has been gradually leading the world into a new world order. And we have dominated the world. We are dominating the world scene right now. And but the overall objective, Stan, is exactly what the Bible says, and that is to stage the New Age Christ, stage Antichrist. And Revelation 17:17 quite clearly tells us that the final 10 kings of the earth, and of course,
Hold that thought, David. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, our guest David Bay of cuttingedge.org. And, of course, David and I disagree. I believe that there were two forces in America. One was Christian. The other was occultic. Certainly, there is no question the occultists came here in 1640. They intended to use America to become the new Atlantis to dominate the world. And, of course, this is in the writings of Manly P. Hall, and we can give you the sources of reference from his writings. We have them where he talks about 1640. Francis Bacon, who's written a book called The New Atlantis, sends his followers over here. They were Rosicrucians, and their purpose, of course, was to capture this country and use it to restore that wonderful civilization of Atlantis. Of course, many people think that was the corrupt civilization that existed at the time of Noah that was so terrible that, of course, God had to destroy it. And you'll remember when Christ was asked, how will we know when you're going to come back? And he says, it will be as it was in the times of Noah. And that's exactly what's going on today. So David and I would disagree. I believe there was a strong Christian element. There was also a strong occult element. But, of course, the cult means hidden, and so that's always been hidden. So, but be that as it may...
Wait. We don't disagree. I've said that all along.
Okay.
At the time leading up to the American Revolution from about 1740 to 1776, while the occultists were making their final move to establish the New Atlantis, God was making his move in the Great Revival. The Great Awakening was started in the 1740s and lasted through the end of the 1700s.
And that was, of course, Jonathan Edwards, right?
Right. And so at the time when our occultic founding fathers were putting this nation together and putting it together from the foundation, they were mightily stymied in much of what they wanted to do by the fact that tremendous numbers of population were born again Christians. Some scholars feel that as high as 50% of the population at the time of the revolution were born again Christians. So they had to disguise what they did. And so when they met in a secret continental congregation and passed that very occultic symbol on the back of our dollar bill, they did so, and they hid it until 1935.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get on.
So it's, you know, there were both elements there, absolutely.
Okay, fine. So there were two elements, and I think this is what everybody has missed. One was the occult, the other was the Christian.
Right.
So anyway, as
we've moved into the 20th century, true Christianity has receded.
You're right.
And so here comes the occult, just like 2 Thessalonians 2 says, that Antichrist cannot appear until the restrainer is taken out of the way. And Paul says that the Antichrist cannot appear until the Christian church has gone into apostasy. And so starting fairly early in the 20th century and accelerating after World War II, the Christian church went into apostasy, and here came, you know, rushing in to fill in the vacuum were the Luciferian Illuminists that wanted to stage Antichrist.
And of course, the other thing is that the major goal, their major goal is, of course, first of all, to undermine Christianity. But the other thing is this idea of a new world order and an anti-Christian nation, a secular nation. And so that's why they took God out of our schools. That's why they took prayer out of our schools. That is why the Christians, many times in various government jobs, will be persecuted because of this anti-Christian element that's there. Nobody ever wants to say that. Talk about anti-Christian bigotry. It permeates every aspect of our society today. And when was the last time you heard anybody in the church talking about the anti-Christian bigotry or the fact that they took God out of our schools because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court for 30 years between 1940 and 1941 and 1971? But of course, they used the Vietnam War simply as a means of killing as many people as they possibly can. A couple of million North Vietnamese, a million South Vietnamese, 58,000 American boys never came home. But many were intentionally abandoned by our evil and wicked leaders, who knew, of course, the sort of hell that they'd spend the rest of their life in. And of course, we never talk about them in the America today. In fact, when we established relationships with North Vietnam, with the communist government over there, we could have demanded our boys be sent back, but our leaders didn't want them. That's the fact that they don't want the American people to understand the degree of evil that exists. And of course, we won't get into that, but right now, I feel we're certainly moving rapidly towards a third
world. Well, we are getting back to this this call to prayer on this framework of 333. Jesus said in Luke 21, he says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find any genuine faith on the earth? And Bible scholars have long recognized that instead of a revival at the end of the age, there is going to be such a decline in true Christianity that the Lord's words will literally be fulfilled. That, you know, will there be any genuine faith on the earth? And what's disturbing about this call to prayer from largely charismatic leaders such as Ted Haggard and Bill Bright and Bill McCartney, is that they are leading the Christians to come right alongside of the Luciferians pray and meditate on the same timetable using the same sets of numbers, and it's just deceiving it's deceiving these poor people that are Christian.
But of course, sometimes many of the Christian leaders themselves are deceived. They don't understand. They don't understand the numerology. They don't understand the occult movement and its grasp on the reins of our government and our educational system and our media.
Well, Jesus said that there would be many false prophets and many false Christs. And a false prophet is a leader who deliberately leads his people astray.
But sometimes they can unknowingly do that.
Sometimes they can unknowingly do it. Right. But I believe that I truly believe that that in that in the that in most cases, I truly believe that there's more deliberate leading astray than there is mistaken leading astray, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
But clearly, you know, the Lord calls us to come out from among the unbelievers and do not associate with the people of the wicked one, and to lead tens of millions or to try to lead tens of millions of Christians to work to pray and meditate on the same satanic framework as, you know, the Luciferians have done is just it's beyond the pale to me. And we searched the internet and we were appalled at the number of Christian organizations that were calling their members to come alongside and do this.
Well, of course, I think the internet is such a wonderful means of finding what the other side is doing, because they all have websites. It's amazing. You'll find the witches have their websites, and the theosophists have their websites, and the Rosicrucians and the Masons, and, you know, if you know what you're looking for, all the answers are there. But then, of course, most people don't even know what they're looking for because they don't even know there's a problem.
That's right. Most people do not know there's a problem. When I got to looking further into this, a 333 is the, like I said, is the occult and the Masonic power number that speaks of the ascension of the God man into a heaven, a perfected God man, and they have a symbolism within Masonry that speaks of this, and it's called Jacob's Ladder, and in Jacob's Ladder the perfect God man who in his life has been, you know, who has died to his old self, and through his own efforts has perfected himself, and then finally ascends into heaven. And the emphasis on Jacob's Ladder is the final ascension, and that's the emphasis of a 333. So I came to the conclusion that this whole event was a global Jacob's Ladder event, and if you remember. In the biblical Jacob's Ladder, angels were seen going up to heaven and coming down, going up and coming down. It was a two-way thing. And in the real, you know, in the occult, the true satanic Jacob's Ladder ritual, what they understand is happening is that a spiritual doorway is opening. And the demonic host is just pouring down into the person that is the object of the ritual, and into the whole covenant lodge in which the ritual is being carried out. And I just, you know, since we are apparently right before the war that is to produce Antichrist, it seemed to me that this might be a global Jacob's Ladder, doorway is open for the demonic host to pour into the world.
Well, we don't know that this is the war that's going to produce Antichrist. It may very well, and certainly it may be a prelude to other wars, because, of course, if you saw Mr. Crystal, one of the leaders of this little cabal that controls the president's war cabinet, why he said that the next one, of course, will be North Korea. We send our boys to die in Iraq, and then, of course, we will, of course, engineer a war with North Korea, but a series of wars. This was the most revealing series of statements I've ever heard, and Ted Koppel was just amazed as this man laid out a plan for destroying the government of Saudi Arabia and of Iran. And if you have a chance to get that material, or it'll be in my next newsletter, that'll be the March newsletter, be a couple of weeks before that's available. But you need to get this. You need to just show it others. You need to check out the facts, because, of course, if it's really true, then we're not going to war because Saddam Hussein is a wicked man. We've kept him in power. We financed him. And those of you who haven't read my material need to, or get the book, See No Evil, by the CIA agent in charge of the CIA in northern Iraq in 1995, and he will tell you that we did everything we could to keep Saddam Hussein in power for a time such as this. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
perspective will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that if there is any sort of a disruption of the infrastructure in the United States, and I hope and pray there's not, but I will tell you that FEMA, the government's doing everything to convince us there's going to be terrorist attacks. Are they just frightening us to death, or do they know there are going to be terrorist attacks here? Just exactly as they knew about the September 11th attack beforehand, FBI agents went to David Shippers, they went to my friend Garth Nichols, and they said, we can't risk our reputations and come out publicly, but we want you to know there's going to be an attack. It's coming. And of course, it told Dr. Garth Nicholson, who has been a frequent guest on our program, the date of the attack, September 11th. And, of course, it would be an attack on the Pentagon. They didn't mention the World Trade Center. Isn't it amazing that the administration had no idea what was coming on? Why were the FBI agents afraid to speak out? Why? Because they didn't want to lose their jobs, or perhaps they didn't want to end up as so many of the people who witnessed what happened to President Kennedy in November of 1963. We have a book called The Dead Witnesses, over 100 people who witnessed what happened. Died under strange circumstances. Well, right now, let me tell you about the Big Berkey. The Big Berkey is a water filter. It's the ultimate in water filters. It's the most economic filter you can buy. The ceramic filters can be cleaned up to 100 times or more. It's convenient. It sets up in minutes. It's powerful. It removes pathogens such as E. coli, cholera, and cryptosporidium, and it reduces chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, foul take, and odors. It's so powerful, it easily filters raw, untreated water from lakes and rivers. It's elegant. It's high-polished stainless steel. It's flexible. It's ideal for your home, college dorm, recreational vehicle or boat, and it's the ultimate water filter. Ordinarily, they're $279. You can get a Big Berkey from Radio Liberty for $239.95, and, of course, we offer you either a video or a four-tape set that we produced. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. They're not available in California or Iowa, but we do have one. Give us a call today if you'd like to find out about it. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is David Bay for CuttingEdge.org, and you can go to his website. How many hits are you getting now a day or a month there?
We're getting about 150,000 a day.
150,000 hits a day. Well, more and more people then are really getting interested in trying to understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on today. That is exciting. In fact, you know, I was talking to Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. He told me he had about 250,000 hits, but, you know, he's been at it a lot longer than you have. So 150,000 hits is just amazing, and I hope that a lot of those people are learning about Radio Liberty as well. But anyway, you have a web page there to teach people how to have a personal relationship with the Lord too, don't you? How is that doing?
From the very beginning, when I felt the Lord was leading me to understand witchcraft, which is the prophesied religion of Antichrist, I didn't want to just accumulate information for my own, you know, my own enjoyment, or if you could call it that, or, you know, for my own knowledge. But I wanted to, you know, I wanted to use that knowledge to warn others and to win souls for Jesus Christ. And so we have a salvation page at the end of every article. We have a salvation page at the top of our home page where it says, what must I do to be saved? And at the top of our daily news update page, we have that same what must I do to be saved, which when people click on it, it has an 11-step self-test steps to see if, you know, for a person to see if they are truly saved, and if they're not, then there is a step-by-step plan on how to receive Christ as Savior. We are now seeing 8 of those downloaded per hour, which is about 70,000 per year. So we are spreading a lot of gospel seed.
I think that's wonderful. Let's go to Richard calling here from Florida. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Dr. Spence, since you guys talked about the apostasy, you said you had a video that Benny Hinn said something very unbiblical.
We have, certainly, David Wagner has put together both the amazing clips and the apostate church clips that will just blow your mind. And, of course, not only Benny Hinn, but some other very prominent ministers saying things that you really wonder if they believed what they were saying. And anyway, it's the Apostate Church. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I mean, if you've ever seen Benny Hinn in action, and looked into his eyes, I really am very, very worried. He has supernatural power, but I don't think it comes from our Lord.
I used to listen to him because he was kind of an interesting teacher. But what I do recall is he was here in Orlando, in Florida. He said he once told his congregation God told him never to leave Orlando Christian Center, which was called back then. And then a few years later, he packed his bags and left.
Okay, fine. Well, anything else you want to say?
Well, you know,
okay, fine. Thanks so much, Richard. Okay, fine. Well, of course, we have some real problems in the church today. I'm firmly convinced that there is an apostasy. It's sweeping the church. We sort of change the message of the church. We don't talk about sin anymore. As Robert Schuller said, he would never want to tell anybody they were a sinner. It would hurt their self-esteem. We don't talk about hell anymore. In fact, we even put together a 4-tape set on whatever happened to hell. Why do we talk about hell? Oh, well, because that means God's punished people, you know, throughout all eternity. And that is the sort of, we want a God that would never be just or demand anything of people. And then we look at the end result of what happens when you change the message of the church. And we see what's happening in America today. And you go back and you read those writings of Jonathan Edwards and his great sermon. We gave it over and over again, A Sinner in the Hands of an Angry God.
Well, you know, the Lord talked about, gave a very special parable as to what would happen at the end of the age. And he told his disciples to let things happen, to let things continue until the end of the age when the angels would separate the true from the, you know, from the wheat from the
tares. The tares from the wheat, right.
And of course, a tare is, you know, is a plant that looks like a wheat, that looks like wheat until the very end when the wheat matures. You know, it gets a nice full head, whereas the tare has virtually no seed whatsoever. But until that point, you're hard pressed to tell the difference between a wheat and a tare. And Jesus says at the end of the age, the enemy would come and he would sow many tares in the in the fields. And they would grow up right alongside the genuine wheat.
Well, I think all you have to do is look at our society today and say, is Christianity really teaching the traditional message, or is there something wrong with the Christian message?
Because the
society reflects the church, and look at the society today. Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break here, and of course, when we get back, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-1.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to mention a couple of the other products we have here. Certainly one of them is Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that many of our people who get the Miracle 2 soap products really feel that it's helped them in so many ways, and certainly the neutralizer seems to help some people with certainly gastric reflux. All you can do is try it and see if it'll help you. I'll tell you what, it's certainly a lot less damaging than a lot of these pills that you pay $3 or $4 each for. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like information on Miracle 2 soap products, or if you'd like an introductory offer. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, which I've been using for a couple of years now. There's a neutralizer. There is a lotion and a gel. And all we can do is suggest that you try them and see if you like them. But I'll tell you that I'm amazed at the reports that we get back from the people who use them all across America. That's Miracle Tube. Soap products, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you have children in a government school, or grandchildren, they're being dumbed down deliberately and being taught not to read properly. And that's why they're going to have difficulty with spelling. That's why they're going to have difficulty with pronunciation, because they've not been taught to read phonetically. Phonopoly is a board game. Actually, it's five board games and two bonus games. And we throw in a couple of books going into the background of how they've deliberately dumbed down the American children. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask about Phonopoly. Most of these programs, $300 or $400, some of them are $1,000. This is $139.95 plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Phonopoly. I'm sure that you'll enjoy this as most of the people have gotten it. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is David Bay. His website is cuttingedge.org, and right now we've got Dave calling. Dave, where are you calling from?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, good to have you with us. Have you called before?
No, I never have.
I didn't think you had. Did you have a question or comment?
I've been listening to you for at least a year and a half.
And you've never called.
Never called.
I'm glad we finally pushed the button today and you did call in.
All right, praise God. I wanted to commend you guys, and I'm trying to spread the word in my own church. I'm a deacon at my church in Salinas, and just trying to get that information to some people, what you guys are talking about. It's kind of hard to get people to understand that this is what's really going on.
Well, you need to get my video or the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because this puts it into, I think, a very simple perspective that people can begin to see how all this entire movement fits together. And when you get my March newsletter, and you can call in if you don't subscribe, and it'll be available in a few weeks, and we just pull everything in from Ted Koppel's presentation here two nights ago on Nightline, and then, of course, the things you can get off the web about this little group that planned this war with Iraq back in 97, and those people today are surrounding George Bush and controlling him. And is there anything we can do for you today? Or?
I guess my question for Dave would be, what can we do to really spread the message and really get people to get to your website and Cut an Edge website? What would be his advice?
Well, you know, the cults love to use the ploy of fulfilled Bible prophecy in the daily news as a way to get in the front door of a home and start talking to the people inside. And we do is we is we do this, you know, legitimately. We show, in the daily news, how you can see this gradual progress toward the New World Order, which is really defined as the Kingdom of Antichrist, in your daily news. You can see the progression toward this kingdom in the daily news. And this seems to be a wonderful way to open the door and start talking about the end of the age, because I truly believe that we are at this end of the age. Back in 1991, I issued a seminar entitled "America Determines the Flow of History," and I showed that I had discovered in occult writing that the war to produce Antichrist, when it comes, will be a three-war war. It will begin in the Middle East, and then after the Middle East is in conflagration, then North Korea is planned to attack South Korea. And once that is in conflagration, China is going to attack Taiwan. And that will give you the three wars in this planned World War III. And now we are here 12 years later, and now all three of these wars are in the daily news. It was just a week and a half ago that Taiwan was back in the news, getting prepared for an attack by China, and like Stan said, at the top of the hour, North Korea is very definitely in the news.
So we are
seeing this three war world war.
And the plan is, if you listen to William Crystal two nights ago, he laid it very, very clearly. North Korea is next, and of course, what impact is this going to have on America, our economy? On the soul of this country, and I think it's going to destroy it. I think before long they're going to start drafting boys. Talk to people. How do you feel about your son or grandson going over there to fight in an imperialistic war when everybody hates them? And I think that maybe that'll get at least to some of the mothers. Anyway, Eric, but pray, and then just pray for wisdom. Or Dave, pray when you talk to people and pray for wisdom. But if there's ever been a time when people should start listening, it will be now, because we're moving into terribly difficult times. I believe that.
Well, thanks a lot, you guys.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Eric. My goodness, we got the board lit up here. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, are you from Compton?
No. I'm actually from Huntington Beach.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I actually printed something out from the internet, and it's from the Russian information agency Novosti, and it has nothing to do with what your caller was talking about, but it does have to do with the war in Iraq. And the headline states, Iraq blows up about 2,500 oil fields. Okay, and this was yesterday, March 6th. And the correspondent's name was Nikolai Tarakov. And, I mean, I don't know if this has been confirmed or not. I mean, of course, in mainline media news, nothing has ever been said about that.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if you guys had heard anything about that and what your comment was.
Well, David, do you have a comment on it?
Yes, I do. I saw that yesterday, and I could not find it anywhere. I couldn't find confirmed in either, the first-tier mainline news or in secondary foreign news sites. I talked this morning to a subscriber who lives in Russia. He is an American that is working for a German company stationed in Moscow right now, and he had never heard of this news agency and thought that it might be a disinformation site.
I suspect that's what it is. So you have to understand they're playing games with our minds.
No.
Yeah. Now, that's not to say that the plan to blow up the oil fields does not exist. I mean, I spotted that written in 1981, where it says that at this this final conflagration, that the Arabs will set fire to their own oil wells. So that is part of the plan. But I haven't seen it. Yet, and I certainly haven't been able to confirm 2,500. My goodness, if 2,500 were set afire, there would be an environmental disaster that nobody could hide.
And right? Everybody, I think that the thing down the line, we may very well see something like that, and then of course oil could go to $100 a barrel, and of course the whole American economy would be destroyed. What a wonderful way to get back at America for what we've done. I hope and pray it doesn't happen.
Well, what would Saudi Arabia and Iraq, all the Arabians, what would they gain by blowing up their oil fields? What would be the motive?
Well, I don't think that they are going to blow up their own oil fields.
So you think, okay. I'll let you go.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Nathan. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing?
Hi. Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Bay, it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
Always agreed on everything, but definitely I do respect your research, and I do respect a lot of what you say. Actually, most of it. Frankly, virtually all of it.
99.8% pure, right?
With a few issues, but anyhow, my question to you is, I'm considering, frankly, the whole idea of making Aliyah or going to Israel, but, you know, there's that somewhere in the back of my mind saying that, you know, because it's my reading of the scripture that it will be Israel that will be the one, Jerusalem, that will be the one possible safe refuge from the New World Order. But on the other hand, there is the feeling in my mind that I might be abandoning this country here. And so I guess my question to you is, in your research, do you see any hope that patriots would be able to conceivably defend our Constitution and conceivably defend the basis of our civilization against this juggernaut?
I don't understand what you're asking me. Are you asking me, is it safe to make Aliyah into Jerusalem?
No,
or are you asking me
to stay here? Is there hope still here for...
Well, the Bible, Jesus said that when you see the fig tree, which is Israel, putting forth its tender branches, in other words, you know, coming up out of the ground, then all of these prophecies will be fulfilled. And so Bible scholars have always said that when Israel comes back to her land, all of the prophecies at the end of the age will start occurring as a unit, and will march on, you know, until they're all fulfilled. It's inevitable that they be fulfilled, and the number one prophecy is foretold in Revelation 6:1-2 when Antichrist rises out of heaven. So Antichrist and his global kingdom is going to come. It's inevitable. You're not going to roll it back. That's biblical. The only thing the Lord asks us to do is to sow the gospel seed and use our information to see people saved. I do not support these patriot groups who think we ought to take to guns in the streets. I do not think you're going to roll it back. The Bible says it's going. All the prophecies are going to be fulfilled. Now, as far as going to Israel is concerned, Israel is going to be ground zero for not only this World War III to produce Antichrist, but also all of the wars and all of the events in the tribulation period. So Jerusalem and Israel are going to be a very tough place for anybody to be during these next few years.
But I think that Jerusalem is pivotal to what's going on. But
absolutely.
If I were you, I would stay here, Nathan, because we can reach an awful lot of people from here. I think that we're going to see the majority of the Jewish population over there slaughtered. They won't all be slaughtered because God will maintain a Jewish remnant.
Exactly.
He has a purpose for them. But, you know, I think you'd be a lot better off staying here. And helping us, because we need to reach people, if we need to reach as many people as we can, and I don't know that we can turn anything back, but I think we have to try. I think that we will be judged not for what we have done, but for what we haven't done, and I think that we have an obligation to be involved.
Well, that might be what God wants me to do, is to stay here, but I'm just thinking that if there is any hope for holding out, it would seem to be that the Bible in Zechariah states that all the armies of the world will advance against Jerusalem. It seems to me that that would suggest that would be the one possible place where there might be a refuge.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a refuge. I mean, Jerusalem is going to be a slaughterhouse. I mean, at one point, half the city is taken, and the women are raped, and the men are killed, and it's just going to be a mess. And you're going to have wave after wave after wave of armies during the entire tribulation period coming against Jerusalem. Jerusalem's going to be surrounded on a number of occasions by hostile armies.
Do you think there's hope here in the United States?
Well, there's hope. Okay, the hope that exists, my friend, is Jesus Christ, no matter where you are.
Amen to that.
But I think that what Dr. Stan is saying is that that by staying here, you can reach more people for the gospel of Jesus Christ than if you went to Israel.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Nathan. Bye-bye. And, of course, I don't have all the answers, but I do believe we're called to be here. We're called to try to reach others, and that, I believe, is why I'm on the radio, and I believe that's why David is doing what he's doing.
Amen.
He's given up his other occupation. He's full-time in putting up a website there with over 150,000 people every day going to that website to begin to understand the spiritual nature of what's going on today, because nobody's really talking about it effectively.
Yes, in fact, most people do not realize that the thrust of all of the events in this world today are based in spiritual prophecy on the one hand, Bible prophecy on the one hand, and the occult plan to produce their Christ on the other.
And I think that people's hearts are going to fail them unless, of course, they have the consolation of knowing that they're within God's protection. And that is the only thing that's going to get any of us through the terrible times that lie ahead. We've got Roger calling from Allentown. Hi, Roger. A quick question or comment?
Yeah, thanks, Jensen. I do want to get to the subject at hand just quickly. However, you've had too many outages recently for those of us listening on World Band on 5745, so they temporarily bump you, or they've been in the habit of doing so, up to 7.58 megahertz, so we don't have to miss your show. And secondly, I was rather pleasantly...
Are we on 5.745 or 5...
Yeah, but when the transmitter was down, and like it's been too often lately, then they bump you up to 7.58 megahertz.
Right.
So we don't miss your show. And I was very somewhat surprised and very pleasantly that they have this superb Liberty Net on amateur radio on 3.95 megahertz sideband. These people are just superbly articulate. I almost want to get my ham license back. But anyway, are you guys surprised or not? I mean, if we were to foretell 10 or 20 years ago, the stuff we're talking about now, we would not have imagined that things would pan out in this way in our best speculative mode, would we?
Well, I'm not surprised at all at what's going on. But
most of the New World Order writing that I started to research, and I started my research in 1984, most of it was written prior to World War II. These plans to create a global government and religion and economy were laid, prior to World War II. In fact, in 1870, the guiding spirits to the Freemason leader Albert Pike told him that three world wars would be needed to produce Antichrist. And the first two world wars have occurred exactly as the 1870 vision said, and we are trembling on the verge of the third world war, starting again, just as the demonic vision of 1870 said.
Well, I don't mean the broad picture, but just how in the minute details, how precisely these things, and we see this kind of all gelling together, whether it's the numerology, the New Ageism, the syncretism of the Christian Church over to Satanism, virtually. And it's just like the devil is very much in all these little details, and it's just...
Well, the details are unfolding, and of course we couldn't know all of the exact details back when, but certainly I would say probably 85 to 90% of everything that's happening right now was certainly knowable if you had, in the occult world, And many, many years ago.
They've known what's going to happen for a long time, Roger, and it's fascinating as it unfolds. Thanks so much
Remember this about the Illuminati. They planned events out decades in advance and in great detail. Remember former Satanist Bill Snebelin told us both, Stan, that the plan to attack Iraq and use it as the trigger, the flashpoint to send the entire Middle East into a conflagration, that was planned right after World War II.
Sure. So, and everything's, and if you see what's going on, it's almost like somebody is reading a script and the truth of the matter, it is.
It is.
You give me the background of the this organization, Project for a New American Century. Over half the I think there were 25 signers of the of their original statement of principles. 12 of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations, which was a front for Cecil Rhodes' occultic secret society. And you know, this should be so obvious how this whole thing is fitting together.
Well,
behind
in fact,
all of this is the occult.
One of the major books that I've based a lot of this on is called The Armageddon Script by Peter Lemasur. And he ends his book by saying, you know, the script is now written. You know, the curtain is ready to arise, and soon the time for action will come. So it is a script. It's a detailed, planned, series of events that are unfolding right now.
Amen. David, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Again, the website to go to is cuttingedge.org. And, we'll get you back real soon.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's cuttingedge.org. And, again, David Bay. Go there. And, of course, if you need a personal relationship with the Lord, pull down there a salvation page. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that if you haven't made any preparations, you don't have any food on hand, certainly I don't know whether you're going to need it or not. Maybe there's, you know, anything's going to happen here in America, but I sure wouldn't count on it. And so if you have not made preparations, or you've made preparations in the past for the possibility there might be an interruption in the food supply or the availability of the things that you need, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for a ready reserve food catalog. We'll send it to you. And they have a lot of products besides various types of foods. Actually, my wife has used a lot of their products and really loves them. And they have all sorts of just regular staples. And then they have some sort of exotic things, the date bits and things of that sort. But anyway, if you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send it to you. And then you get it back to us. And at least make the preparations now, because we don't know really what the future holds. But I personally believe we're moving into the most difficult times of our nation's history. And then, of course, we want to mention, of course, that if you would like to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or the 4-tape set, my 4 interviews with Dr. Blaylock, and 2 of them deal with how you begin to build up your immunity in case there is a biological attack, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and you can either get the tape set or the book, or you can get both of them if you'd like. But the important thing is to realize that if there were to be a biological attack, you can't necessarily depend on getting antibiotics. You could imagine the panic there would be in getting delivered into a community or getting into a hospital. You're going to have your own immune system primed, and the immune system of your family, and there are ways to do that. There are products out there which are available. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course this is the time when I have to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe there's a problem, who would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do. 5 hours every weekday. And then, of course, our program is now heard on 35 stations across America on the weekend. And we do hope that as time goes by, we can pick up more stations. But we really are dependent upon those of you who believe in what we're doing to help us as we reach out across America with information you're not going to get from most channels. So if you believe there's a problem and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. When you join the Radio Liberty family, you get our four best tapes of the month. You get my monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us do what we do. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter to know what it's like, why, you can ask for our February newsletter, which is be going out very, very shortly. And it goes into the background of this organization known as the Project for the New American Century. It was made up predominantly of members, or at least a large number of members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Front for Cecil Rhodes' Secret Occult Organization. But, of course, it contained people in it like Donald Rumsfeld. Why, Paul Wolfowitz, who is one of the top men in the Defense Department, and of course, Richard Armitage, who was, Deputy Secretary of State. And then, of course, it contains people like Dick Cheney. And you need to understand that back in 1997, they were already planning on this war with Iraq. And so you'll at least get some references to that in the February newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't had a newsletter before, we'd be glad to send you one. Of course, we hope really that you're going to want to subscribe to the newsletter, but we'd be glad to send you one just to introduce you to what we're doing, and hopefully you'll enjoy the newsletter, as apparently people do, because an awful lot of people are subscribing. So again, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because within just a few days, American boys will be going into battle. And I fear for them. I really do. And I fear for what may happen to this country, and not only because of the war, but what's going to happen to this country economically. I think that one reason for the war is to cover for the coming economic collapse, because our leaders have been exporting our jobs intentionally to, of course, begin to redistribute the wealth. They can't tell the American people that. They wouldn't like to know that they're going to lower the living standards of the average American to help the people in Mexico and in South America and throughout the world. But you see, our leaders really have no loyalty to America. The people within the Council on Foreign Relations and the various occult organizations we write about in our Brotherhood of Darkness, their loyalty is to the New World Order, the New World Religion. And until you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, you really can't understand what indeed is going on in America today. So, of course, this is the time when we want to ask our listeners to pray for America. We want you to pray for our leaders and pray for President Bush as well. Pray for our ministers, because they should be leading in this truly spiritual battle in which we're engaged. We ask you to pray for revival in this country, because if America doesn't turn back to God, God is certainly going to turn his back on America forever. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
number and said that you wanted to talk to him about
something. Okay, thanks so much, pal.
That was a very good program.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was that really was.
Yeah, you covered a lot. What would you say the main topic is? Coming war.
I haven't seen that coming war. That's good. What do you think?